This is Fred Ricciani of TSC here to recap UFC 231, Holloway versus Ortega. This took place in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And this fight delivered. I am just looking at the reaction online. I am looking at the volume of strikes that Max Holloway landed, around like 300. This fight was insane. Two guys who legitimately worked their way up in the featherweight division. Max Holloway, he had a loss to Dustin Poirier, I believe on the New Year's Eve show or New Year's Day show of January 2011, the same card as Edgar versus Maynard 2, that classic. And he hasn't been finished since. He lost to Conor McGregor about 5 years or so ago. Hasn't lost a fight since. Over a dozen or so fights, this incredible winning streak. Something had to give because Brian Ortega was undefeated. Brian Ortega looked like a killer. Brian Ortega even finished Frankie Edgar, and that just doesn't happen. So something had to give here, but it was evident from round one all the way to the end of round four when this fight ended that Max Holloway was just on another level. What does that mean? Well, the volume of strikes, the combinations, the speed. Just when Brian Ortega thought he had good head movement, and he did have pretty good head movement, but just when he thought he was out of the way of a dangerous Holloway strike, bam, he would get clipped. Holloway had great takedown defense. He was taken down maybe once or twice and just got right back up, defended great, took the best shots from Ortega. Now, Ortega in round three did make it a fight. And the fact that Ortega did last, not one, not two, not three, but four whole rounds with the champ when the guy is, pretty much finished everybody in round one, that's saying something. The guy had heart. The guy had a chin. The guy has toughness, but that can be the best and worst thing when it comes to combat sports, especially in mixed martial arts, as my friend Ryan Loco said on Twitter. And at the end of round number four, poor Ortega's face was absolutely busted up, had a big mouse under the eye. It looked almost like a hematoma. It was just brutal. Doctors stopped it. I mean, he was a defeated fighter. He showed some life in round number three. I think he actually won round number three. But round number four, Max Holloway, fresh as a daisy, was just tagging him, rocking him, socking him. I mean, it was just unfair, man. It was ridiculous. Insane. The amount of volume, the effort, you name it, whatever you want to call it. Just the skill level, it was on another level. Now, if Ortega had been able to keep Holloway on the ground, maybe, just maybe, he could have won the fight. But I mean, the reality is Max Holloway is just, he's the champ right now. Joe Rogan called him the best featherweight of all time. I am cautious to say that right now. He may be. He's definitely up there with one of the best UFC fighters of all time. I think so already. But I don't think you could discount everything Jose Aldo's done. I know it's been a while. I know some of his fights went to decision. He was injured a lot. He was not great with media. But I really don't think that you can discredit Jose Aldo's record and everything else in the featherweight division. And Joe Rogan said no disrespect to Jose Aldo, but I'd wait a little bit. Honestly, you can even make the argument Conor McGregor's the greatest featherweight of all time because he destroyed Jose Aldo and he beat Max Holloway, although that was a much younger, more inexperienced Max Holloway. But I think there's still time for him to get... He's in the conversation. Can you say it right now? I don't know. I think it might be too soon. I think... We live in an era now in sports where everybody wants to proclaim this guy the best ever here, this guy's the best ever there, and just, I don't, give him time. He's got time. As for what's next for Max Holloway, I don't know. I don't really see anybody in the featherweight division that really interests me. There's nobody to me that I'm watching right now that I'm going, oh man, like this guy's a killer, and I want to see Max Holloway fight this guy. Nobody that's a marquee person, right? So I guess that would mean jumping up to 155. In that case, who does he fight at 155? I got two guys, Conor McGregor and Khabib Nurmagomedov. Now, the thing is, it looks like the UFC's finally going to have Khabib versus Tony Ferguson, barring any mishaps, barring Tony Ferguson tripping up in a parking lot and tearing his ACL. Barring, an act of God or something, we may actually finally see that fight. So if that's the case, and I'll believe it when I see it, I guess it leaves Conor McGregor. But Dana White talked about having Conor McGregor go up against Dustin Poirier, which makes no sense to me because he's already beaten Dustin Poirier. Now, you could do Holloway versus Poirier, a rematch of Holloway's UFC debut, but that's not really a marquee matchup to me. I personally would do McGregor versus Cerrone, and I guess I would leave an opening for Poirier versus Holloway in a contenders fight. But since Cerrone seems like the odd man out for whatever reason, despite setting the all-time Zuffa wins record, I guess you could do Donald Cerrone versus Max Holloway. That'd be a hell of a fight. I think Cerrone could get down to 145. I don't think he could do it in a very healthy way, although there have been some weight issues in the past, of course, with Holloway, as far as just Dana White, even before this fight, talking about how he thinks he's too big for the weight, but he didn't make it. So I guess if he's going to move up to 155, why not do Holloway versus Cerrone? Or, depending on when Habib comes back or what happens at Conor's next fight, maybe you just sit around and wait. Heal up your body. Do your thing. Holloway was out for a while this year, concussion-like symptoms and injuries and stuff like that. Here Holloway is. Looked great despite the layoff. He can wait a little bit. Why not? We'll see what happens, folks. But I'm definitely excited for the future. I think this year in UFC has been great in terms of action. You know, there have been a lot of interesting fights, interesting storylines, great accomplishments like Max Holloway, Daniel Cormier. But I also think it's been a year where we've really seen some of the worst of UFC, the hotshot booking. Let's rush Derek Lewis to a title shot on 3 weeks' notice. You know, let's put Daniel Cormier's fight with Brock Lesnar in jeopardy. Let's do this for the sake of doing that. And I feel like nothing's ever, we're not allowed to look forward to anything anymore. Now, towards the end of the year, it is the end of the year now, we've seen that that's changed a little bit, maybe inadvertently. Brian Ortega, Max Holloway, this is a fight people have wanted for a while. We finally got it. It lived up to the hype for sure. But we actually had hype. And in the case of John Jones versus Alexander Gustafsson 2 coming up on December 29th, UFC 232, that fight should be a classic. That's a fight over 5 years in the making, a rematch over 5 years in the making. So what a difference some hype makes, right? What a difference some anticipation makes, right? Rather than just throwing these fights together. You know, Habib and Conor, that's great. We've been wanting to see that fight for a long time. We finally got it as well. But for the most part, UFC has to scramble for a title, create a fake belt, create an interim title. We need a main event or else we're going to lose our TV deal. No, you're not. Chill. So hopefully I don't jinx the Jones and Gustafsson fight. And hopefully we see some smart booking from the UFC like this fight tonight. Although Greg Hardy being on the same card as Rachel Ostovich in January on that ESPN debut, not a good look. As far as the other results, well, my internet chose to take a crap on me tonight when I ordered this on UFC.tv, so I didn't get to see all the fights, but Valentina Shevchenko dominated Joanna Jędrzejczyk, the former strawweight champion, to win the vacant flyweight championship. I feel like UFC's been trying to make her a champion forever. They finally got their wish, and she had a dominant performance, was noticeably bigger and had more power than Joanna. Won by unanimous decision, 49-46 across the board. Gunnar Nelson, Gunny, the teammate of Conor McGregor, defeated Alex Oliveira via rear naked choke in round number two. He looked great. Hakeem Dawodu defeated Kyle Bochniak via split decision. Fortunately, this is the time when my internet crapped out. Thiago Santos in an excellent fight against Jimmy Manuwa, where both guys took huge shots, knocked out Manuwa in round number two. Brian Ortega's tough, and Santos and Manuwa tough as well. Just incredible. Overall, from what I got to see of this card, pretty damn good. And Holloway, huge chance, roaring chance, thunderous chance throughout the arena during the fight. So he's definitely a rising star. But folks, I want to hear from you. Who do you think should be next for Max Blessed Holloway? Another thing, who do you think will be next for Valentina Shevchenko? Not a lot going on in that flyweight division in the women's side of things. And hell, we may even no longer have a men's flyweight division if you believe the rumors after the Cejudo and Dillashaw fight. We'll see what happens. But let me know. Leave a comment below. Tweet us, Facebook us, do what you got to do. If you enjoyed this recap, please like, share, take care. Don't forget to subscribe and follow for more updates. And until next time, everybody, as always, enjoy the fights.